ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing with most famous verse, Canto 7, Chapter 5. Where is it? Verse 23. I forgot my glasses, sorry. Sri Parada Uvacha Sravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Mandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. So today we're discussing Atma Nivedanam, the ninth process of bhakti. The word Atma Nivedanam refers to the stage at which one has no motive other than to serve the Lord. One who has no motive other than to serve the Lord surrenders everything to the Lord. It performs his activities only to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee is like a cow that is cared for by its master. When cared for by its master, a cow is not in anxiety over its maintenance. Such a cow is always devoted to its master, and it never acts independently, but only for the master's benefit. Some devotees therefore consider dedication of the body to the Lord to be Atma Nivedanam. And as stated in the book known as Bhakti Vivek, sometimes dedication of the soul to the Lord is called Atma Nivedanam. The best examples of Atma Nivedanam are found in Bali Maharaj and Ambarish Maharaj. Atma Nivedanam is also sometimes found in the behavior of Rukmini Devi at Dwarka. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanamano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabarandigam Adadanas Trinandan Dairidam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padamujo Dulisyam Janmajanmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shivasari Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So now we're completing our discussion of the Navavida Bhakti, nine types of devotional service. And the last one is Atma Nivedanam, surrendering everything to the lotus feet of the Lord. So here Prabhupada explains it is just like a cow who has a good master. The cow has no worry for her maintenance. She's simply giving milk and serving the Master, and she has no worry. So like that, one who is sold out to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't worry about his maintenance. He knows somehow or other Lord will arrange his maintenance. He's simply interested in utilizing his time and energy and his senses in the service of the Lord. So this is the position of the devotee who surrenders completely to the Lord. He has no anxiety. He knows Lord will take care of him, care of me no matter what. And we practically see all the devotees are living very peacefully without hardly any anxiety. Of course, always in the world there's some anxiety. Outside we see everybody struggling very hard. Prabhupada said sometimes they're envious. The devotees, any temple you go, there's so many cars, so many facilities. And people are saying, these people, they don't do any work. How they have all these cars? How they have all these facilities? We're living in a palace. Because the servant of the Lord, he lives practically on the same level as the Lord. Simply because he's given up his sense of proprietorship. That I want to have my house and my room and my car. As soon as he gives us that sense of proprietorship, he becomes servant of the king. He's living in the same palace as the king. Very opulent. Whatever the food they serve to the king, he's also eating that. Whatever musical entertainment is going on for the king, he's also enjoying. So he's practically enjoying on the same level as king. So we see the devotees, they're practically enjoying on the same level as Krishna. Because they have given up all worry about their maintenance and they're just rendering devotional service to the Lord. So we live in this beautiful palace, Krishna Balaram Mandir. We take the wonderful Mahaprasad of the Lord. We hear nice kirtan and classes about the glories of the Lord. So this is a position of Atmanivedan. He has no worry about his maintenance. He simply engaged his senses in the service of the Lord. Sri says the natural example, or one of the natural examples of Atmanivedanam, of course, is Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, he was the disciple of Sukracharya. So we can understand Shukra, Dhirya, this was seminal disciplic succession of spiritual masters. Many people, they put so much emphasis on the seminal, but that type of birth by semen, that even animals have that type of birth. The real succession is by instruction, sandesh, by the instruction. Therefore we have our Bhagavad Parampara, by instruction, that is more important. So, and Sukracharya, he was simply interested in that Maharaj Bali become very opulent, because we said that those who were connected to the king, they're also enjoying power and wealth and so many things, almost on the same level, so he was very anxious. He wasn't at all anxious that he become a devotee of the Lord or surrender to the Lord. But they did yajnas and pious activities. So Bali Maharaj was doing this yajna. And because he had conquered all the demigods, they had gone to the Lord. And the Lord said, don't worry, I will take care of him. So the Lord appeared in the form of Vamandev. Tiny little dwarf Brahmin. With his little kamandalu and his umbrella, just like today we saw Radharani has a beautiful umbrella. So Vamandev, he had his little umbrella, he came into the, and he was very beautiful. In fact, Bali Maharaj's daughter, as soon as she saw this young Brahmin boy, She said, "Oh, who is the wonderful, who is the lucky mother, the fortunate mother who gave birth and suckled such a boy? I would love to suckle such a boy." She was feeling like that. Everyone was stunned by the beauty of Vamadeva, and Vamadeva came. Bali Maharaj bowed before him. He said, "Oh, now my yajna is success. A very wonderful Brahman has come. I will give charity to this Brahman and complete my sacrifice, and my sacrifice will surely be successful. I am very fortunate. My whole kingdom has been purified by your steps on my land. On my land." So then he asked Vamadeva that, "Whatever you want, you please give me. I mean, whatever you want, you please ask from me." So Vamadeva said, "I just want 3 steps of land. I am the lord of all the 3 worlds. The demigods, they shiver in fear of me. I can give you a whole planetary system if you want. You're just a young boy, you don't understand life. I can give you a whole kingdom. I can give you a whole planet. I can give you a pretty princess. I can give you anything. You're too young, you don't understand the ways of the world." And Vamadeva said, "Look, if one is not satisfied with what is easily gotten, he'll never be satisfied in life." And that struck like an arrow in the heart of Bali Maharaj. These words struck him because he realized he himself, he had everything, the control of the 3 worlds, still he wasn't satisfied. Then he can understand this is not ordinary Brahman. And Sukracharya, he became worried. Perhaps Vishnu has come in the form of this Brahman to take everything away. So he said, "Don't give him anything." Of course, if the spiritual master gives such an instruction, we should ignore it. So Bali Maharaj ignored the instruction of Sukracharya. And he made sankalp, and he told Vamadeva to take your 3 steps of land. Suddenly Vamadeva began to grow. We can't imagine. Huge form appeared. His first foot covered the entire Bhumandala. Then with his second step, he covered all the way to the top of the universe. In fact, his toe burst the covering of the universe, and some Karnajal flowed in, touching the lotus feet of Ganga, or touching his lotus feet, that water became Ganga. That began to flow in the heavenly planets, Akash Ganga. So then Vamadeva said, "My 2 steps have covered everything. You're coming in a great line of kings who have never broken their word. Now you've broken your word." So immediately he had him wrapped up in the what was the name of the serpent? Basuki, I think, in the ropes of Varuna. And he began to criticize it. "You have every king in your line has always fulfilled his promise. Now you have broken your promise. You're the lowest among men." This time he began to criticize him like anything. So then Bali Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, my promise should not go in false. By your 2 steps you have shown me that I was falsely thinking I am the proprietor of everything. I was falsely puffed up. By your instruction you have told me that even if one gains the 3 worlds, you'll never be satisfied. Now I see all these things. But my dear Lord, there's one thing left, that my word promise should not go false. You kindly place your foot on my head. I surrender my body to you." So in this way Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. Atmanivedan. He surrendered everything to the Lord. Lord put his foot on his head and pushed him down to Patala Loka and became his doorman. You can just imagine, doorman, chokidar, this is not considered such a high post. But Lord became the chokidar for Bhaman Maharaj and the subterranean hellish planets. So this is one type of Atmanivedana, to surrender everything to the Lord. Just like our Bhaktivinoda has a very beautiful song. Manasa deha geha jokichu mor arpilum duapade nandakisho. Manasa means the mind. Deha, of course, we know means body. Manasa deha geha. This is old type of language. Deha geha means griha. My house, and all my grihastha paraphernalia, wife, children, etc. Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor, whatever I have, arpilum duapade nandakishor. I'm offering to your duapade, your two lotus feet, O Nandakishor. So this is the sign of Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything to the lotus feet of the Lord. Because ultimately we'll surrender everything to the Lord anyway. When the Lord appears in the form of death, everything will be surrendered. It's not that, I'll take my nice car with me, my nice house with me, my big bank balance, all my investments, they will go with me. No, they will stay here. Shastra says that all your money will stay with the baniya. Old days, instead of banks, we had baniya. Almost same sound, bank, baniya. Now we have banks. So all your money is not going with you, it will stay in the bank. What about my house? Your house, it will remain where it is. What about those days that we had horses and so many things? Nowadays we have car. What about my nice car, my nice Maserati? That will stay in the garage. Not going with you. What about my wife? She will only follow you up to the door. Generally, ladies don't go to the burning yet. They just go up to the door, and then while everyone goes on the procession, they sit and do bhajans, to purify the heart from the sorrow. So your wife, she will only follow you up to the door. But I have so many friends. They will follow you up to the chitta. And they're all so-called friends, they're all thinking, finally the old guy kicked off. Good riddance. They're all thinking like that. Jai Sisi Gornitai Krishna Baldao Sisi Radha Sham Sundar Ki Jai. But what about my body? He will only follow you up to the fire. So then you will go alone. None of these things will go with you. So at the end, you're going to have to surrender all these things anyway, in great fear and anxiety. Why not be like Bhaktivinoda, surrender all these things with love and affection? Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpilum duapade nandakishor. If we offer all of these things with love and affection, devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord within our lifetimes, then what do we have to lose? We have nothing to lose. We have already given everything to the Lord. Nothing to lose at the time of death. Everyone's thinking, my wife, my car, my house, my bank balance, my friends. But we've already surrendered everything to the Lord. We have nothing left to lose. We have nothing left to lose. So this is one form of Atmanivedanam. Other side, the other symbol of Atmanivedanam is Maharaj Ambarish. He also surrendered everything to the Lord, but he engaged all of his senses in the service of the Lord. He used his feet to go to the temple and take darshan of the Lord and dance for the Lord, use his hands to play the kartals and to touch the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, to serve the Vaishnavas. Even such a humble king perhaps even took the broom and began to sweep the floor of the temple with his hand. Just like one time, there was one very poor fellow. And he was seeing that all the big industrialists, mercantile men, they're coming, they're giving gold crown to the Lord, beautiful silk dresses for the Lord, beautiful diamond jewelry for the Lord. And he's thinking, I'm poor man, what can I do? I have nothing to offer to the Lord. He was crying. So he went to the sadhu, and sadhu said, why are you sad? He said, I'm seeing all the rich people, they do so nice service to the Lord. I have nothing, I cannot serve the Lord. So that sadhu said, look, bring me a knife, big chopper. I will cut off your left hand and I will give you 1 lakh rupees for that left hand. The guy said, what? All right, I'll give you 2 lakhs. What? Maharaj? All right, I'll give you 3 lakhs. What, Maharaj? All right, I'll give you 5 lakhs. What, Maharaj? I'll give you 10 lakhs. What, Maharaj? So you're saying you don't have anything, but your left hand, you won't even part with it for 10 lakhs, and you've still got the right hand, which is more useful. For 10 lakhs, you're not ready to give up left hand, and you've got 2 hands, and right hand is more valuable. So you can't tell me you don't have anything to offer the Lord. You grab a broom and you go and sweep the floor of the temple. Yeah? So nobody can say, I'm unable to serve the Lord. Yeah? So in this way, Amrish Maharaj, he used his ears to hear the glories of the Lord spoken by the pure devotees, to hear the kirtan of the Lord. He used his eyes to see the beautiful forms of the deities and the festivals of the deities. He used his nose to smell the garlands and everything offered to the deities. Used his tongue to glorify the Lord and the devotees of the Lord. Use his tongue for tasting the Mahaprasadam of the Lord. Use his body to rub up against the sense of touch, to rub against the bodies of the great Vaishnavas. Did I miss anything? In this way, he engaged everything he had in the service of the Lord. This is another type of Atmaniveda. One is to surrender everything, other to utilize whatever we have, all our senses, in the service of the Lord. Actually, our Amrish Maharaj, I've heard that his kingdom was in Madhya Pradesh, in a place now known as Hoshangabad. That time it had another nice name. Now it's become a bad place, Hoshangabad. But anyway, he came here to Braj to perform Kartik Vrat, not Kartik, Ekadasi Vrat, for 1 full year. And that place is there, not far, very close by from here, in Madhuvan. This was in Satyug, so this Madhuvan is famous even in Satyug. Amrish Maharaj decided to follow the Ekadasi Vrat for 1 full year, very carefully. So Bhagavatam says, Vratante Kartike Maase Tri Ratya Samuposhita. The Kartike, in Kartik month, he started his Vrat. Following all the 2 Kadasis of Kartik, the next month, for 1 full year, 24 Akadasis, in case there was a leap year, then there was 26 Akadasis. He followed all very faithfully. So finally again Kartik came, so he was going to break his fast, and just at that moment Durvasa Rishi appears. So Amrish Maharaj was overjoyed, just like Bali Maharaj when he saw this beautiful Brahmin has come to his sacrifice. He said, oh, now my life has become perfect. I'm about to break my fast, and before breaking my fast I will feed a great Rishi. Durvasa Rishi has come. So now these rishis and munis, if you meet real sadhu, real sadhus are very, very clean. So Devasa Rishi said, first let me take my bath, then I will take prasad. They're very clean in their habits. Not like all these smoker babas that we see. Real sadhu you meet is very clean in his habit. So Devasa Rishi went off. That time Jamuna wasn't far, and still not far away actually. He took his bath. Meanwhile, the Paran time was ending. And because everyone in the universe knew that this great king Ambarish is performing his vrat, he's about to break his vrat. So so many rishis and munis in the universe had appeared. For this, they wanted to see this great sacrifice of Ambarish Maharaj. So he began to consult with everything, what to do. My guest has come, he's taking his bath, but the time for breaking the fast is about to end. What should I do? Because in our Bedi culture, if a guest comes, we must feed him first, then we take prasad. In America, or at least in the West, even Europe also, if we invite someone for dinner, then we all sit down together and take. But our Bedi culture is, if we invite some bhaktas, some devotees, Vaishnavas, then we serve them. When they have finished taking, then the family will sit together and take prasad. Just like sometimes we get some invitation and some young foreign devotee is with us, he doesn't know all these rule and regulation. And he's, because the family is very pious, they're listening to him preach, he's preaching and preaching and they're listening very politely. And finally we have to, hey, shut up, you know, they won't eat until we stop taking prasad. So Ambarish Maharaj is very worried. I have to break my fast, but if I eat before my guest, it is improper. This is a great offense. He's a great rishi. At the same time, my fast will go one full year. I've done this fast. Now it will be useless. Nobody can give him the proper answer, because Krishna wanted to show that Ambarish Maharaj was obviously a kshatriya, a king. And all these rishis, munis, they were all brahmins. So just to show that Vaishnava is greater than even a brahmin, Ambarish Maharaj gave the proper solution. He said in the Shastra, it says that drinking water is simultaneously eating and not eating. So I did nirjala. If I drink water, then my fast is broken. And because water is considered not eating, I haven't eaten before my guest. Oh, yes, 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 this is everyone agreed. The Kshatriya, he gave the proper example. He was Vaishnava. So immediately he drank water. Just at that moment, Durvasa Rishi appeared. Are, what are you doing drinking water? You're eating before your guest. Immediately pulled the hair from his head and tossed it to the ground. And this big demon appeared. And he began to approach Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, as we said, one who's completely surrendered to the Lord, he has no fear. So he said, anyway, I'm an offender, I should accept my punishment. But although, Shastra says, although devotee does not take offense, the Lord does not forgive anyone who offends the devotee. So immediately Lord, in Vaikuntha, he sent his Sudarshan Chakra. Beep! He just cut that demon to pieces. And because that demon had been sent by Durvasa Rishi, then that chakra started to pursue Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi began to run. This chakra right in his back. He ran up to Indraloka. Indra said, "Are bhai, ye to Vishnu ka chakra hai. I'm kuch nahi kar sakte. I can't do anything." Then he went up to Brahma. And Brahma said, "Ye bhai, ye to Vishnu chakra, what can I do?" Then he went up to Shiva Lok. The Lord Shiva said, "Ye to Vishnu chakra, nothing I can do." Then he went all the way up to the Vaikunth. His chakra was coming behind. And he came to Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu spoke by his own lotus mouth. Most amazing thing he spoke. Aham bhakta paradino. Adin means to be under the control of. Lord, by his own lotus mouth, said, I'm under the control of my devotees. Aham bhakta paradino. I'm completely under the control of my devotees. Nothing I can do about this chakra. Only the devotee can stop it. It's out of my control now. I'm under the control of my devotee. Aham bhakta paradino. By his own lotus mouth, Lord spoke these words. He said, sadunam ridayam mayam, sadunam ridayam tvaham. Maranyate na janati na tevyo managapi. All the sadhus are living in my heart. And I'm in the heart of the sadhus. Are? How is it possible? Lord is in the heart of the sadhu and the sadhu is in the heart of the Lord. But these are the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. Maranyate na janati. They don't know anything except me. The Ambarish Maharaj thought, anyway, whatever Lord, I'll accept my punishment. He was just surrendered. Na tevyo managapi, and I don't know anything except them. Wonderful verses in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam. So then Dharvashrishi, he ran back down to Madhavan. This chakra was just behind him. He came to fall on the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj fell on his feet. As soon as Ambarish Maharaj fell on the feet of Durvasa Rishi, that chakra, he went back to Lord Vishnu, Vaikunth. So Durvasa Rishi understood, although this king, again the same lesson, he's a Kshatriya and I'm a great Rishi, but still Vaishnava was greater than the Brahmin. He learned his good respect, how to respect Vaishnavas. So that happened just here in this Madhavan, not far away from here. This Madhavan is even famous from Satyug. So these are the two famous examples of Atmanivedanan. One surrendering everything to the Lord, one is utilizing all of our senses, that is Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means to link. Everybody thinks that yoga means to turn oneself into a pretzel. Actually, when I was young, more than 50 years ago, our idea of yoga was somebody sitting on a bed of nails. You know, sitting like this, lotus position on a bed of nails. That was what the word yoga means. Now, you hear the word yoga, then you think of some young girl with tights on, tight t-shirt on, sitting in yoga position. Now that's what yoga means. But actually, the word jog means to link. The ultimate goal of yoga is to link ourselves with the Lord. Just like religion comes from the Greek, religio, relink. And almost you can understand, religio, relink. To link ourselves with the Lord. So bhakti means that we take all of our senses and link them with the Lord. We don't say that you stop talking. We say you stop talking all this nonsense. Everybody talking cricket, cricket, cricket. And all over the world talking Trump, Trump, Trump. You stop all this nonsense talking. You talk about Krishna. We don't say that you don't dance, you stop all this break dance, disco dance. You do nice Swami step dance for the pleasure of the Lord. We don't say that you stop singing, you stop singing all this nonsense cinema song. You sing nice songs for the Lord. We don't say you stop hearing. No, you stop hearing all this nonsense thing. You hear about Krishna. You come to the class, hear about Krishna, attend the kirtan, attend the pravachan. Hear about the Lord. We don't say you stop smelling. You stop smelling all this nonsense thing. You come here. We have nice garland offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. We can smell the nice incense offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. We can smell like that. We don't say you stop eating, but you eat. Stop all this nonsense thing. Stop eating warmed over dead bodies. just warmed up dead, everybody all over the world eating warmed up dead carcasses. You eat nice rasgul, sandesh, gulab jamun. But first you offer it to the Lord and take it, accept it as His prasadam. So we don't stop the senses. Because you stop the senses, they'll just cry. Just like senses, just like little children. The children's running around. Everything he gets, what does he do? He puts it in his mouth, isn't it? We call anamaya. Everything what he gets in his hand, he puts in his mouth. So something poisonous is there on the floor. He will pick it up, he'll put it in his mouth. Now you take it out of his hand, what will happen? He'll cry. Wah! You did something good for him. He's going to eat that. He's going to get a big bellyache. And throw up and so many things. But he's crying. You did something good. You took that poison from his hand before he put it in his mouth. But he's crying. But if you take that poison away and you give him some nice Lego set where he'll learn coordination and design and so many things, he'll develop. It'll be good for him. He doesn't care. You took one thing away, you gave something better. He's satisfied. So senses like that, if you just stop them, they're just crying. But if we engage all of our senses in service of the Lord, then they're satisfied. And only that we become purified. We become close to the Lord, relink, yoke to join. And just imagine, Krishna is pleased. He said, Bhaktyaham avijanata. I can only be known through devotional. Krishna is more pleased by devotional service. Just imagine, I come to your house and I sit down on your couch. I don't look at you, I'm looking at my nose. I don't talk to you, I don't listen to what you have to say. I don't give you anything to eat. How impressed you'll be. What is this guy? But if I come to your house, I sing nice song for you, I do nice dance for you, I give you something nice to eat, like that. I bring you nice flowers. Oh, how impressed you'll be. How impressed you'll be. So Krishna's like that. You just sit like this. That is what we do with the bad student. There's some student always acting up in the class, so the teacher puts him in the corner. You sit in the corner, don't speak, don't talk, don't move. So at least he stopped. That is negative. He stopped all his nonsense disturbance in the class. But if there's good student, then teacher will say, alright, today you become the monitor. You come and you explain the lesson today. That is positive engagement. So this is positive engagement, engaging all the senses in the service of the Lord. This is practical. Prabhupada, this is practical samadhi. This samadhi just sitting and thinking of the Lord. Prabhupada, I saw so many yogis. Because eye has to be half open, half closed. Because if it's open all the way, then you'll be distracted by all this thing out here. And if it's closed all the way, then I saw so many yogis. He's not in samadhi, he's sleeping. So this is practical samadhi. All day long engaging ourselves in the service of the Lord. This is actual Atmanivedana. So this is practical process. Other thing I wanted to say was, I was listening in the classes, all this question comes up, any one of these processes of bhakti can give us liberation. Navabhida bhakti. Either all of them or one of them or any number of them. But in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Charitamrita clearly states, Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoitihaya. Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoitihaya. In this Kali Yuga, these things are nice, they're helpful, but they're only complete when you add Nam Sankirtan. There's one type of kirtan like we're doing, we're talking, that is also kirtan. But Navabhida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. And in the purport, Prabhupada explains, just like in our ISKCON, when we have Artik, then we do Nam Sankirtan. We were greatly disappointed. We lived in West and we heard Prabhupada talking, preaching Krishna consciousness. Then we had, because for us, Artik meant Mangalarti Santara Dava Nalalida Loka Darsani Govinda Madi Purusham. You know, Rajbhog is Yastro Mati Nandana Vrajab, and then nighttime Kiva Jayo Jaya Gora Chandi Aruti Koshoba. So those of in West, we knew the Artik means that. And we came to India and we went to Hindu temple and Artik is there. Bam, 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 bam. We got big shock. The Prabhupada said in ISKCON, every Artik is accompanied by Nam Sankirtan. What do we do before we take prasada? Mahaprasada, Govinde, Nama, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mahaprasada ki jai. Everything, artik, prasad, even our wedding. ISKCON wedding means swaha, Hari Bol, and Mahaprasada, Govinde. First swaha, then we have nice kirtan. So swaha haribo and mahaprasadi govinde. Everything, even wedding, is connected to Nam. This way, all of our devotional service is connected to Nam. So in this Kali Yuga, Nam is the mukya, the main thing. Because that Shuddha Nam ultimately would not just give us, we're not interested in liberation, we're interested to get Krishna prema. So all these types of bhakti, they may give us some advancement, but navavida bhakti, purna nama hoite haya. They're all fully finished off, complete with this nam sankirtan. So especially in this Kali Yuga, this is the main thing, this nam sankirtan. Whatever the type of bhakti we do, we must include nam sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So any questions? A few minutes is left. Yes. What is the is so rascal?
So that's an analogy of the
rascal. Yeah, no, I heard everything, but the last sentence I didn't catch. The last sentence I did not catch. Oh. We don't have a microphone?
If that child is, you know, compared to the bhakti yogi,
yeah,
the practitioner, so they're very rascal, then what to do?
Well, if they're very rascal, then what to do? Prabhupada was very pleased. One time he was listening to a lecture of his Guru Maharaj, and the gentleman next to him asked him some question. So it actually wasn't Prabhupada's fault. That gentleman spoke. So then Prabhupada tried to say something, and then Bhakti said, "Oh, you're so advanced, you don't need to listen." So Prabhupada was very happy, because he saw my Guru Maharaj has personally taken interest in my spiritual advancement. He's personally taken interest. So if you're very rascal, you're going to get the chastisement. But that is also special mercy. Because now we're in the practice. Practice means not perfect. Because we say practice makes perfect. So we're in practice, we'll commit many mistakes, we'll have to get the danda many times. And if we get the danda, we should be very happy, because that means we're being corrected in our devotional life. Some other questions there? Sundarbhai.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. You mentioned that Bali Maharaj surrendered to the Lord fully. But there is a question asked by Parish Maharaj also, then why he was arrested and fined down the Varuna, the ropes of Varuna. And it's supposed to be arrested because he surrendered.
No, first he was arrested, then he surrendered. He said he couldn't do anything. Then he said, my lord, only this is left. He was bound up first.
Was it fine afterwards?
No, before. Yeah.
This question is asked by...
Is it? I don't remember that part. Anyway, this is all pastime to teach us some lesson. Any other question? So if there's no other questions, we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's engaged us in all the Navabhida Bhakti along with Nam Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.